The same year the U.S. Supreme Court decided Roe v. Wade, it also ruled on a companion case from Georgia called Doe v. Bolton. This case was another challenge to state abortion restrictions. Those restrictions in Georgia included only allowing abortions in cases of rape, likely physical or mental defects of the fetus, or if a mother's life was in danger. Another part of the challenge focused on who could approve an abortion. Atlanta Senior Judge Dorothy Beasley represented the state on behalf of then-Attorney General Arthur Bolton. We asked her for a look back on the case.
From CBS News headquarters in New York, this is the CBS Evening News with Walter Cronkite.
Good evening. In a landmark ruling, the Supreme Court today legalized abortions. The majority in cases from Texas and Georgia said that the decision to end a pregnancy during the first 3 months belongs to the woman and her doctor, not the government.
My name is Dorothy Toth Beasley, and I am now a senior judge of the state of Georgia, having served on the State Court of Fulton County and the Court of Appeals of Georgia. I was the lead attorney representing Arthur Bolton and the other two defendants in the case.
We'll hear arguments next in number 7040, Doe against Bolton.
In the case of Doe versus Bolton, this was unlike most challenges to the two statutes in that there was another being involved. It was not just the woman and the hospital abortion committee or the doctors or anything like that. It was that underlying all of this was the state's effort to protect fetal life. If this one didn't pass constitutional muster, we say, probably none of the existing laws would, because this one was more liberal towards abortion than many were. It was not a complete ban on abortion, for sure.
Mrs. Beasley.
Mr. Chief Justice, and may it please the court. Underlying this suit is an appeal by pregnant women to the federal judiciary, and particularly this court, for an enunciation that they have a right, secured by our Constitution, to procure the destruction of their living, unborn children.
Standing before nine white men, was quite a challenge. I had to do the argument by myself.
The state is parens patriae here, exerting the sovereign power of guardianship over persons under disability, standing, as it were, in loco parentis, or in place of the parent, here the mother, in defending the unborn child.
We were surprised, certainly were surprised, because the decision that was written determined that, yes, there would be a right to abortion without question up to a certain point. Many, 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 many people, hundreds of thousands of people were interested in the outcome, and particularly since it was Georgia, that was the law passed by our legislature that was declared unconstitutional.
New York State, among others, already have liberalized abortions. Now the rest of the country must follow suit. The White House offered no comment, but President Nixon has always strongly opposed liberalized abortion. Other opponents are now talking of a constitutional amendment to reverse today's ruling.
This issue of abortion, like some other issues, will never be, in my opinion, finally decided, because there are so many aspects to it and so many interests in it. And it's a religious, moral, economic, social, medical. There are just so many facets to it. But deep down, of course, when the rubber hits the road is how far can a woman go from seeking what for her is a medical procedure?
That was Dorothy Beasley. She's a senior judge in Atlanta. She represented the state in a companion case to Roe v. Wade called Doe v. Bolton. Both were decided by the U.S. Supreme Court in 1973. That story was produced by GPB's Sean Powers.